Trump implores audience at 2000 Mules premiere, "Do Something to Fight Voter Fraud." By Matthew Boyle on May 5, 2022. West Palm Beach, Florida, former President Donald Trump hosted about 1,000 attendees at his luxurious oceanside Palm Beach resort Mar-a-Lago here on Wednesday for the red carpet premiere of the new documentary-style film 2000 Mules. The film, produced by conservative documentarian Dinesh D'Souza, includes information about an investigation by Election Integrity Group True the Vote and features its founder Katherine Engelbrecht and its election intelligence analyst Greg Phillips. Specifically, the film discusses how True the Vote used GPS surveillance geolocation data emitted by cell phones to help identify phones in key battleground states that made numerous trips to multiple election drop boxes and, in Georgia, to nonprofits which the film does not identify. The film also presents video evidence of persons placing multiple ballots into drop boxes, which is illegal in some states, including Georgia, unless those ballots are for family members. Trump, in a 30-minute speech before the movie began, told the 1,000 or so attendees gathered that the film was a genius production. "I want to thank Katherine Engelbrecht. You are a venerable woman. A great woman, a beautiful woman," Trump said. He then added of Phillips, "Also, Greg Phillips, thank you. And all the patriots at True the Vote, thank you for your extraordinary work." Engelbrecht, the founder and president of True the Vote, told Breitbart News at the premiere that the effort was a risk for the group, but she believes it was the right thing to do. "This project was a huge gamble for us," Engelbrecht said. "We didn't know what we would find in the data. We might have found nothing. But that's not what happened. This is a 1,000 front war. There are so many ways to subvert the electoral process. We've exposed one. So far. More to come. President Trump was right, and the majority of Americans know it. Now the question is, what are we going to do about it? All the easy choices are in the past." Later in his speech, Trump thanked Phillips again. "I want to praise Greg for the brilliant idea of using cell phone location data. This is the new signature verification," Trump said. The film includes a presentation of True the Vote's GPS geolocation analysis and also some surveillance video that True the Vote obtained through public records requests from Georgia. At the end of the movie, viewers are shown a QR code that, upon being scanned, will direct them to True the Vote's website, where Engelbrecht and Phillips discuss releasing all of the GPS data they use to make their analysis and all of the raw footage, in the coming weeks. That plan, which they call Ripcord, is expected to further provide more proof to the public about the group's work on this front. Trump also, in his remarks, praised D'Souza's work in telling the story of the True the Vote investigation. "Gratitude to Dinesh D'Souza," Trump said. "An incredible movie maker, documentarian, and just an amazing man, and he loves this country. Anyone who watches this movie will come away very much a different person," Trump said at the premiere. "The evidence is so damning there is no way it can be hidden," he added. Trump, in his remarks, also reiterated his calls for wide-scale voter ID implementation to secure elections and a move to one-day voting nationwide. "I think you're in one way going to enjoy this film," Trump said. "In another way, you may leave here very, very depressed. I just ask you this, do something about it." The red carpet premiere, which lasted several hours at Mar-a-Lago, featured a crowd mixed with old conservative movement hands like David Limbaugh, the late Rush's brother, and Make America Great Again, MAGA, fighters like former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Gorka, at the premiere, told Breitbart News that the film brings empirical evidence that something was not right. "Every American, I don't care what party you're from, needs to see this because we need fair and clean elections," Gorka said. Reps. Louis Gohmert, RTX, Lauren Boebert, RCO, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, were all present, as were conservative media figures and executives from One American News Network, Newsmax, and Salem Radio Network. "I'm very excited that this movie is coming out. Especially right now before the midterms," Boebert told Breitbart News at the premiere. "I'm so proud of Dinesh D'Souza and all the work he put into it. It's going to be a really great movie." Many Trump White House and campaign alumni like Stephen Miller, Hogan Gidley, Lynn Patton, Taylor Budowich, and more were present too. I defy anyone, Democrat or Republican, to watch this movie and not cry tears of fury, Patton told Breitbart News after watching the film.